Sunday closing rally, socialism is back. Sir Arak. The themes of workers, youth, internationalism, and socialism, which ran through the whole weekend, were reflected in the four speakers at the closing rally. National Chair of Socialist Students Thea Sharif, Assistant General Secretary of Unite the Union Howard Beckett, Irish Socialist MP Paul Murphy and Deputy General Secretary of the Socialist Party Hannah Sell. Thea explained that on Budget Day on the 22nd of November Socialist Students is organizing an education shutdown, local protests, walkouts and occupations, in response to what will no doubt be yet another budget offering nothing for young people. Pointing out the failure of the National Union of Students to take such a lead, he said, "Either get brave to lead the battles that are ahead, or we will build ourselves a new leadership worthy of the struggles necessary to fight for our futures." Howard said of the trade union leaders, "Our responsibility as leaders is to educate and organize. And part of that," he argued, "must be to call on labor councils to act as socialists. It's no good for them to act as complicit agents of the treasury, no good for them to hide behind budgets. I will say clearly to all in the West Midlands who claim to be labor, but talk like Tories, if you act like a Tory, Unite in the West Midlands will treat you like a Tory. If justice and socialism is not the drive for Birmingham councillors to behave as Labour, then perhaps next May's city council elections will be. Because Unite in Birmingham will not support any Tory, even those who are labelled Labour." When she spoke, Hannah added that Corbyn and the Labour leadership should insist councils say they will use reserves and borrowing powers so as not to make any more cuts. "And Labour nationally can say any money spent locally fighting austerity we will reimburse when we are in government." Since Paul spoke at last year's socialism event, he and five other protesters were found not guilty of false imprisonment of the then Deputy Prime Minister on a protest in 2014. This was a collective victory of the Jobstown Not Guilty campaign, of the trade union movement that supported us, and particularly of our international, the CWI. This massive defeat for the Irish establishment was mirrored by their defeat in the Citizens' Assembly. They set up this body to try to get a recommendation for very minor changes to abortion law in Ireland. Instead, it recommended a pro-choice position. Paul highlighted that the Socialist Party, our Irish sister organisation, is at the forefront of the movement for abortion rights. Hannah reminded the room of the contrast during party conference season. On one side was Corbyn talking about standing for socialism in the 21st century. On the other was the Tories' response. That free market capitalism is unquestionably the best means of increasing living conditions for everyone in the country. Tell that to the people in 2016 who were hospitalized with malnutrition in supposedly the sixth richest country on the planet. In the fight to change these conditions, Hannah highlighted the important role the Socialist Party has played in a number of campaigns. "We achieve what we do," she said, "primarily because of our ideas, because we have a clear program for a new society. But while ideas are crucial, without organization they are nothing." She went on to explain that the Socialist Party faces eviction from our national headquarters for them to be turned into flats, part of the gentrification so prevalent in London. "We will therefore need to initiate a financial appeal towards new premises," and Hannah announced that we are able to launch that fund with a donation of £45,000 from ex-MP Dave Nellist. Dave followed the Socialist Party's policy of living on a worker's wage, rather than an inflated parliamentary salary. The rest of his pay he used for campaigning and labour movement causes, and is now doing the same with his parliamentary pension. In closing the weekend, London Socialist Party organiser and chair of the rally Paul Callanan said, "The class struggle in Britain and internationally has entered a new phase. Working class and young people across the world are building new movements, building new parties, and looking for an alternative to capitalism. Socialism is back."